cannot influence what people do if you don't engage with them. So there's no contradiction in my reaching out to all stakeholders in Zimbabwe in an effort to, one, understand where they stand on issues and what motivates them, but also to be able to make sure that they understand our true motivation and what we're interested in.
The ZANU-PF spokesperson, Mr. Rugare Gumbo, singled you out as one of the diplomats. He is saying he's meeting high-ranking ZANU-PF officials with the intention of effecting regime change agenda under the guise of re-engagement. What's your response to this?
I don't respond to that kind of rhetoric. I don't see where it's particularly helpful, and it's certainly not true.
How would you characterize Washington's relations with Harare at the moment?
It's a lot like a friendship that hit a rocky patch or a slightly dysfunctional business relationship. We need to spend a little more time sort of trying to understand each other rather than talking at each other. So it has a lot of improvement that could be made. And what I've endeavored to do is get people to focus on those areas where we can work together and where it's of mutual benefit rather than obsessing about the points of disagreement.
Mr. Mugabe has threatened to call snap elections early next year. Do you think Harare is ready for elections?
Well, I don't know that I really can say with any assurance that I'm a qualified person to say that. There are certain things that I think need to be present for an election to be considered credible. Most of them have not yet been put in place. This includes the Constitution and the referendum and the whole issue of voters' rolls and delimitation of new constituencies. And so my own view on that is that until Zimbabweans are satisfied that all of the necessary preconditions have been met, I don't know that they necessarily, the people will be ready for elections.
Mr. Mugabe has also ruled out the participation of the EU and Washington in Zimbabwe's elections. Does this concern you that much?
Well, no, I mean, the EU and the U.S. are not the only qualified election observers in the world. There are many other external players who could observe the elections credibly, and so I don't necessarily think that that's a deal killer. Just to say that EU and U.S. election observers would not be welcome.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has also warned that without security sector reform, Harare risks becoming another Ivory Coast. Do you share the same sentiments, or this is far-fetched?
I think that when you have a security sector, military, police, and intelligence that is openly and avowedly partisan, then it becomes very difficult to have a credible election, regardless of what other things you put in place. If, in fact, the military says it stands ready to invalidate the results of any election that it disagrees with, and how can you conceivably say you're having a fair election? So, I mean, I guess my comment on that would be, in order to have an election that's considered legitimate and credible, you need to have a security sector that does not excessively involve itself in politics.